Radio Prague News.
The head of protocol at the Constitutional Court has confirmed that a complaint of treason filed against the outgoing head of state will be given top priority. President Klaus has repeated earlier criticism of the Senate complaint, stressing that it had nothing to do with actual steps he had taken. Prague's municipal court has cleared Lamb of God singer Randy Blythe of manslaughter charges. The head of protocol at the Constitutional Court, Vlastimil Gottinger, has confirmed that a complaint of treason filed against outgoing President Václav Klaus will be given top priority. A decision by the court could be taken at the earliest by the end of March. On Monday, the Czech Senate approved the treason complaint against Václav Klaus, with 38 senators voting in favor and 30 against, the first time such a legal move has ever been taken against a Czech head of state. The complaint pertains to five cases in which the president is alleged to have violated the Constitution, including a controversial amnesty he declared at the start of this year. The complaint on Tuesday was officially filed at the court registry shortly after 11 a.m. President Václav Klaus has said he is convinced the complaint against him was not motivated by any actions or actual wrongdoing on his part. Earlier, Mr. Klaus had suggested the move to press charges for treason was an attempt by his political opponents to tarnish his presidency. If the Constitutional Court were to find that actions taken by Mr. Klaus constituted treason, he would, under normal circumstances, suffer the loss of office. Given that the president steps down this week, such an outcome would be a mere formality. Prague's municipal court acquitted American musician Randy Blythe on Tuesday, with the judge saying the performer had hurt no one intentionally. Mr. Blythe, the singer of the hard rock band Lamb of God, was standing trial for manslaughter after a Czech fan was fatally injured during the band's Prague concert more than 2 years ago. The young man had climbed onto the stage but fell after clashing with Blythe and suffered a head injury that later proved fatal. He died in hospital. In his testimony, the singer said he had seen the young man get up and that surrounding fans had signaled he was okay. Had he been found guilty, Mr. Blythe could have faced between 5 to 10 years in prison. The prosecution may still appeal Tuesday's decision. The regional court in Prague has cancelled a planned route known as the Vestetz Junction in a central Bohemian zoning plan that would have connected the Prague Ring Road with the D1 highway. The junction was opposed for several years by the village of Kreslice, as well as by owners of surrounding land. Locals also opposed a planned junction known as Exit 4. In other news, Charles University's Faculty of Science has opened its own nursery school in the center of Prague. Its main aim will be to teach preschoolers about zoology and botany. The project is being financed by the Prague Adaptability Operational Program, and there's room for up to 20 children to be enrolled. The Czech Republic, represented by the Interior Ministry, is to pay 1 million crowns in damages to the 18-year-old son of a Vietnamese man who died in 2009 following a brutal police raid that happened in Brno. The decision was announced on Tuesday by Brno's municipal court judge Jan Sedláček. The son, as well as the wife of the deceased, had sought a much higher 50 million crowns each in damages. In his decision, the judge explained that Czech law did not recognize exemplary sentences, which ruled out such significant funds. The judge instead relied on an existing benchmark, raising the sum of 240,000 crowns, usually paid out in such cases. I'm Jan Vellinger, and that's all the news for now.